In his farewell address to the nation, President Dwight D. Eisenhower stated in 1961,
"In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes."
Submitted a report to the UN saying that basically our environment is at such a point where we need to turn it around now, or we're in dire straits. Now, how come that wasn't on the front page of the news? In fact, it was hardly even reported here in the United States. Now, isn't that we're all breathing? Don't we all need to be concerned about that?
Mr. Name, Ken Hildebrand from MajorMediaBypass.com. Just briefly, a small amount of people who were not elected kept you out of the debates, and therefore we didn't hear about the real risk of global warming, the fact that we could be using hemp to grow our own oil right now, that our top crime is a non-crime, we house a quarter of the world's incarcerates. These are all real issues, and what I'm asking that you do is speak to the American people and ask them to vote their conscience and to take a look at these real issues which people who were not elected kept from us. And would you be willing to talk to us about this?
Well, of course. There's no time to go into our reform of the criminal and justice system, but being in Iowa, I do want to emphasize that we have long favored the legalization of industrial hemp, which has 5,000 known products that can reduce our reliance on oil. It would be nice to have the two candidates talk about a multi-billion dollar crop that would advance our national security by reducing our reliance on foreign oil, as well as provide environmentally benign crops and income for hard-pressed farmers.
A friend of mine in India wrote an email to GE complaining about the fact that I was cut out. The PR person from GE responded to his email saying that I did not qualify by their criteria. That was the final nail in their coffin with respect to their getting involved in censuring a presidential candidate. So here you have a defense contractor, a private corporation, making a decision as to whose voice is going to be heard.
We're here with Professor Noam Chomsky of MIT, the world's most quoted living author. Here we are on the day of the New Hampshire primary. More reasonable candidates, arguably more reasonable candidates, such as Mike Gravel, Ron Paul, and Dennis Kucinich, have been greatly marginalized by the major media, even to a point of eliminating them from public debates. Have you any thoughts regarding this?
What the media are doing is, they have a criterion, like it or not. The criterion is polling data, which in turn reflects mostly the amount of money you've picked up, which means usually the level of corporate support. And somebody like Mike Gravel is not going to accumulate that kind of financing. However, the media, if they were serving a public function, would not choose to reflect such, to adopt such criteria. They would give fair opening to anyone who's running in the race.
As Marshall McLuhan stated, only the small secrets need to be protected. The big ones are kept secret by public incredulity.
we're at a tipping point. We're at a point, a bifurcation point, to use words from systems theory. And it's not clear which way it's going to go. But we are the ones that are going to determine which way it's going to go. And it's up to us.